One of the more dramatic words which Moshe employs to rebuff this insurrection and this simmering mob is the word Boker. Tomorrow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make his selection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the determination and reinforce the designation of Aharon and disavow the claims of Korach. There is a Medrash which is quoted in a Sefer that probably dates from the 9th century, 10th century. It's called Sefer Pisro and Hatara, probably by Rav Haigon, that views the entire Korach episode not only as an internal political struggle within the Jewish community as to whether Moshe will consolidate power or Kol Haida Kulam Kiddushim, but as a universal historical gloss. Just as Korach challenged Moshe's selection and Moshe announces Boker, similarly throughout history, people will challenge the selection of the Jewish people. And in the end of days, this day which is defined as Boker, in the final Boker, as is described in Yeshaya Chaf Aleph, Hashem will reinforce the selection of the Jewish people for the international community. Echoes of this medrash can also be found in a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, in which the staff of Aharon becomes the staff of every successive Jewish king, so transfers from Shevet Levi to Shevet Yehuda, and ultimately is the staff of Melech HaMashiach. Though we read Parshas Korach as an internal national political struggle, it's a metaphor for a larger issue, and its placement in Korach is an important juxtaposition to Parsha Shlach. In Parsha Shlach, the history of the Jewish people in Israel is rerouted. Initially, we were meant to enter immediately, a few weeks after receiving the Torah, and at that stage, the world had already realized, or much of the world had realized, the Jewish people having been selected by Hashem, having been selected to be the Am HaNivchar, certainly the events at the Yam Suf, the defeat of Amalek, the receipt of the Torah, that message that Hashem selected the Jewish people and that He wanted them to live in Israel despite the presence of prior residents or prior residents was clear. But now the Meraglim disaster occurs. And now, the Jewish people's acquisition of the land of Israel will be a prolonged and difficult process spanning history. And part of that process will be thwarted by Jewish indolence, but part of it will be opposed by an international community that's not yet willing to accept the divine mandate for the Jewish people in this land which is so hotly contested. So, in that context, the story of Korach challenging Moshe and disagreeing with the notion of selection is a very, very timely interjection. And what happens between Korach and Moshe is essentially a metaphor for what will happen between the entire international community, which will slowly realize on the Boker, not just the day after Moshe rebuffs Korach, but the morning after the long night of compromised human history. Of course, the metaphor which emerges from Korach is important not just to affirm or to ratify the Jewish rights to the land of Israel and the particular juxtaposition to Parsha Shlach, but in general. Korach comes with a very, very plausible claim. And certainly in a modern age of democracy and egalitarianism and equality, that claim resonates very deeply. Why should anyone be held to higher office or higher station? All men are created equal. All men stand equal before the law. All men enjoy equal votes. And certainly in the political arena, equality, dignity, respect, property, and law has to be extended equivalently to every man. Unfortunately, the modern world of equality has blurred the notion of divine selection and has rendered that statement for many as one which sounds bigoted. But we weren't selected. We were selected for responsibility, which is another message which emerges from Parshas Korach. Moshe turns to Hashem and says, when have I profited? When have I benefited? Lo chamor echad mehem. I didn't take any property of theirs. I didn't benefit, especially on the heels of Parshas Shlach, where Moshe once again intercedes on behalf of the Jewish people. Yigdal nakoch Hashem kasher dibarta lemor. And on the heels of Parshas Baalosha, where Moshe's dedication to the Jewish people is so extreme that it seems self-annihilating, and he needs help. And he turns to Hashem and says, have I given birth to all these people that I'm expected to carry them? Moshe Rabbeinu's selection is not for privilege, but for responsibility and service and agency. And by extending that metaphor, Jewish people aren't chosen for privilege. They're chosen for greater commandments to demonstrate and to showcase what a life before Hashem is meant to lead, to entail, how it's meant to ennoble the human condition. So Korach becomes a gloss or a metaphor for Jewish selection, reminds us that although everyone is equal, Hashem has different roles and functions, and the Baruch Hashem, the communities of equality that we create cannot render us contemptuous and disdainful of the notion of selection. To be selected doesn't mean to be bigoted or racist. It means to be even more universalistic, because you're selected for universalist responsibility. And of course, in the context of Korach, number one, we see how Moshe is so dedicated to his task, and we have to be dedicated as the Moshe Rabbeinus of history to our task. And number two, that our right to the land of Israel, which will be contested through history in the wake of the Meraglim disaster, our rights are God-given, and we shouldn't flinch when those rights are questioned, as Korach questioned Moshe's rights.